Hey, greetings, everyone. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. I want to talk to you today about a topic. I'm sure you've heard this word. Maybe you're not sure what it is. Maybe you are. Let's talk about it. Sacraments. Sacraments explained. I want to talk about sacraments. We're going to cover where they came from, what they are, and then I want to focus on, are there any biblical sacrament types versus all the false man-made ones? Let's talk about this. So the word sacrament is not found in Scripture anywhere. We don't find it in the Holy Word of God. But this doesn't necessarily mean it's not true. Let me give you an example. The word Trinity does not appear in Scripture, but we clearly see the three-in-one concept all over Scripture. So Trinity means three in one. So we have to be careful. Just because it's not in the Word of God using the word, is the concept there? Well, we're going to talk about that. So I want to offer up to you in this teaching that man's false sacramental system has wreaked havoc over the centuries on millions of people. And then I want to talk about, opposed to all their false ways, the potential that there are three truly sacramental types. I said types. I don't really teach sacraments, but these are sacrament types that man-made religion totally misses. We'll get to those. First, let's talk about the sacramental system that man's created. It's really Roman Catholic, and it comes from their many centuries ago forming their man-made ideas, turning them into absolute requirements for salvation, but they clearly are not rooted in Scripture as they teach them. We'll talk about what those sacraments are. Now, first of all, what is a sacrament? Well, these man-made Christian faith, Christian denominations, they'll say they consider sacraments to be a visible symbol of the reality of God, as well as a channel for His grace to flow. So it's a symbol of the reality of God, and it's a way that God's grace flows. That's how they describe a sacrament. Again, mostly it's Roman Catholics, and then, of course, the Orthodox Church, Eastern Orthodox Church as well. There's basically seven sacraments listed by the Roman Catholics. They hold up baptism, Lord's Supper, marriage, last rites, confirmation, reconciliation, and holy orders. And they say these are all sacraments, that God is all offering His grace through all of these. They also use a term that's important. They say that these are efficacious. And what that means is they believe that these are effective means by which God is working, bringing in His grace to bring man salvation. And they believe you have to have these sacraments in your life in order to gain eternal life. So I guess you have to be Roman Catholic. Yeah, they teach that, in order to gain eternal life. So if we look at the Holy Scriptures of God, we do not see any scriptures to back up these claims of the seven man-made sacraments, or most of them are man-made. A few of them are ordinances of God, something He's ordained, like baptism or the Lord's Supper. Clearly God ordained marriage, but it's not a means by grace that flows. So these are traditions of men created throughout the centuries of the corrupt, heretical Roman Catholic system. And Jesus warned us in Mark 7 against the keeping of man-made traditions that void your worship of God. Not good. Now, if we look at the evangelical faith, they basically hold to two ordinances. Some of the Lutherans would call them sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, the ones that they hold to. Now, in Matthew 26, we indeed see that the Lord gives us His Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, but it is not how God's salvation grace flows to us. It is clearly stated in Scripture that this is a remembrance of Christ, nothing more. It doesn't turn into His body and His blood. 1 Corinthians 11:24, and when he had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. It's a symbol, and we do it in remembrance of him. It is not a saving sacrament. When we talk about baptism, water baptism, it's an outward sign of an already inward change, right? It's part of our obedience to follow Christ, but it is not how we gain salvation. Dipping in water does not move you to find eternal life or salvation. Acts 18:8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. It's an act of something that's already taken place within you. So when we think about this topic, sacraments, and we study Scripture, what is clear to see is that both the Roman Catholics and these evangelicals, they're far from truth when it comes to the sacraments or the ordinances that they hold to for salvation, for bringing in God's grace, for being effective to save you. This is just a twisting and a corruption of God's word. All right, especially in the case of the Roman Catholics with their extra added sacraments that you must have. And also some Lutherans and evangelicals hold to the mysticism or the heretical ways, believing that baptism saves you, believing that the Lord's Supper is somehow flowing grace through you when it's only a symbol. The water, the bread, and the wine are powerful symbols. So next I want to go into an area that this one's kind of delicate. This is kind of delicate because I want to be clear. I do not teach sacraments in my theology. You never heard me teach that these are sacraments. But when it comes to this topic, talking about sacraments, we have to ask ourselves, are there some things in Scripture that we can see that do act as a means for God to work to bring man to salvation? And in this sense, are they sacrament-like? So think about that. Are there some things that God actually does do that absolutely must happen for us to come to eternal life? And would these not be sacrament types where God is using these acts to bring his grace effectively, efficacious, for the salvation of man? Well, I've pondered this. I think it's clear. I think there's three sacrament types. I say types because I don't teach sacraments. But I think there's three sacrament types that God does move in that are effective, efficacious, and that do cause men, can cause men, to come to eternal life. So they're sacrament-like, and they're biblical. Let me give you them. Number one, Christ's perfect work, his death, burial, and resurrection. Yeah, God acted, draws men to him, makes the way for them. Without this act, there's no hope for us. Mankind is lost. Christ is our needed perfect righteousness. This is truly an effective, efficacious, if you would say, for our salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So here's God sending Christ, sending himself, basically. It's a great act that shows the love, the grace, the mercy of God. It's an act to move man to salvation. Without it, there's no hope. Sounds like a definition of the sacrament they talk about, but this one's biblical. Let's keep going. Number two, calling men to repentance. I mean, think about it. Unless God calls us and grants us repentance, we can't even come close to eternal life because of what Christ has done. And to gain new life in Christ. This too, this number, the second item, it's effective, it's efficacious for man's salvation, right? We have to come to repentance. We can't come without God calling us. How do we know this? Acts 5:31. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. So Christ did it for Israel. Acts 11:18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. So you see, God had to send Christ to shed his blood and defeat death for us, to be the perfect Lamb of God. You see, God had to call us to repentance and grant us repentance. Both of these are effective, efficacious works. God's grace moving to bring man to salvation. There's two. Is there a third one? I think there is. Number three, being born of his Spirit. Right? John 3 says we must be born again. God sends his Spirit because of Christ's perfect work. He calls us to repentance. Hey, unless this happens, we're dead. We're hopeless in the flesh with no hope of life and spirit. You have to agree, this one also, this third one, is a vital, effective, efficacious for our salvation. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Yeah, without the Spirit, we're dead. Without repentance, we're dead. Without Christ coming and dying and rising again, we're dead. God acted to do all three of those things, and without him acting, we can do nothing. So if you ponder all three of these are active means, efficacious, that God is acting to save mankind. We couldn't do them on our own. And these are truly sacrament-like acts of God in our salvation. I say sacrament-like. I still won't be using the term sacrament when I preach, but I'm telling you here in the context of this, what are the sacraments of false man-made religion versus what are the true effective means by God moving his grace along to man? Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, calling us to repentance and being born again, clearly are biblical sacrament types for us. Now, we're talking about the gospel here, right? Faith, repentance, being born again. The rest of the gospel, holiness to obedience and endurance, well, these are acts that are the fruit of what God has done by sending Christ, calling us to repentance, and giving us his Spirit. So I don't think those fall under the title of effective works that God is doing to call us. These are things we must do, right? We must do these things as fruit that we're in unison and in covenant with God. So that's where the covenant comes in. He sends Christ, the new covenant. He sends repentance to us. He gives us the Holy Spirit to quicken us and make us alive. And we enter the blood covenant with Christ. Without God doing that, we're hopeless. That's why I'm calling them sacrament-like. Now, when you ponder these, I listed all the ones that man-made religion does, and they claim that they are efficacious and needed for salvation. And that's just not true. It's not what Scripture teaches. I find it amazing that they make up their own sacramental ways, but all the while, they totally ignore in Scripture the true sacramental-like ways, I said like, that God does work in to be effective, to move his grace to mankind. These are the only true acts of God that happen to save us and bring us through Christ's work, death, burial, and resurrection, the call to repentance, and new life and the Spirit. Again, we obey in holiness and endure. That's fruit that we are walking in, that Spirit that he's called us to of Christ through repentance. And it's sad when you think about it, because millions and millions of people are caught up in these false sacraments doing dead ritual religion. They're fooled by that which man has ordained, and they overlook what God has clearly stated in his word. I hope you're not fooled by man-made false religion, whether it's Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Evangelical. These are all distractions and false ways. Satan loves distraction and false ways. And he works with man to build false man-made religion. And he creates sacraments to deceive you. Things like telling you water baptism saves, or the Lord's Supper is magical and mystical, or marriage has some kind of grace, or confirmation, or last rites, or whatever. None of these are actually salvation for you. The ones that are biblical are symbols. The other ones are made up of man. And clearly, if you follow what I teach at don'tperish.com, I do teach that we should practice the biblical commands, like baptism, like the Lord's Supper. But again, salvation is the work of God for us via Christ, Him calling us to Him via repentance, and Him giving us the new spirit that we need to walk in covenant with Him. Those are truly sacrament-like sacrament types. To walk in the truth, we have to toss out all these false man-made ideas, all these false sacramental systems. We have to cling to the Holy Scriptures, God's Word and His ways alone. That's what brings us to eternal life. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. I just gave you good evidence from the Word of God. There's three true sacrament types that God uses to bring His grace to man. Everything else is just twisted ideas and concepts of man. All of it, our salvation is of Him. Yep, we couldn't have brought Christ to us. We can't bring ourselves to repentance. And we can't give ourselves the new spirit. And then what do we do after that? Well, clearly we have a part. We have to cooperate in the new covenant with Him. Right? And that produces holiness, obedience, and endurance to the end. If we don't do that, what will happen? We'll be lost. Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Paul tells us to endure, lest we believed in vain. We can't turn back, or we'll be judged for our sin and not covered by the blood of Christ. What a good and gracious, glorious Father that we have, that He acted in these three ways to draw us to Him, to give us the chance of eternal life. Without it, we're hopeless and lost. Then He gives us the ability to walk in covenant with Him, forsake our sin, and serve Him as our Heavenly Father. So the question I have for you is, are you walking in His effective, efficacious ways that can redeem your soul because of what Christ has done, repentance to Him, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us? And then all these other things, holiness, obedience, and endurance, are just a byproduct of a tree connected, or a branch connected to the holy vine of Christ? Or are you clinging to a bunch of dead rituals of man, Sunday church, pagan holidays, sacraments that are not backed up in the Scriptures? If what you're believing isn't backed up in Scripture, you're going to answer to a holy God. You have a Bible. You have the Spirit that will convict you and guide you. No excuse to walk in false sacraments when we have God working and effective for us, moving us towards salvation because of Christ's repentance He gives us, grants to us, and the work of the Holy Spirit. So I hope you were blessed by this. It gives you a little bit different view of looking at sacraments. You might have thought, oh yeah, they're all unbiblical. Well, they mostly are, but there are some true sacrament-like things that we must cling to, be thankful for, praise the Father for, and then walk in them so that we can put our feet on the narrow path to eternal life, all because of what Christ has done. I hope that blessed you. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching library or the teaching blog. Sisters blogs, articles, audios, videos, all types of materials, street preaching videos, testimonies to help you walk in the goodness of God. Walk out of the world, out of your flesh, and out of false man-made religion. Shoot me an email. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. And I hope to get a chance to come to you again, as I love to proclaim the Word of God, the truth of God, rightly divide it, and share it with my neighbors and my brothers and sisters for the edification of your soul and the glory of the One who will redeem us if we follow after Him. Hey, I love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.